Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show, riskfeestaxes.com. I'm Daniel Rasby, the tax attorney from Higher Ground Financial Group, and I'm here with my dad,
Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and we are father-son team. We love working together. And what we want to do is really help people have more information to make better decisions. I mean, that's really what it's about. Instead of following that one piece of information around and making all your decisions based on that, we want you to have a lot more information.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. You can make an appointment there, a free video call with our team to find out how we can help you save as much as possible on risk, fees, and taxes. Those are the three biggest killers in retirement. And we talk a lot about risk, and market risk is a big part of that. And there's inflation risk, there's sequence of returns risk, there's longevity risk, there's all these risks. And one of the ways we talk about handling risk is to have a difference between opinion assets and contract assets. And if you've been listening to this program long enough, you know there's a lot of things we talk about opinion assets are fine to have. You just also want contract assets that you know what the value is going to be.
So let's take a look at what are opinion assets. Opinion assets are anything in the market, right? There's mutual funds, stocks, bonds, all that stuff is opinion. Even your house is based on opinion, somebody else's opinion, what they're willing to pay for it. Gold, silver, crypto, ETFs, they're all opinion-based. That means you have no control over what they're worth. Now, you can do all the research you want and hope for the best, and the market changes. The market and people try to time the market, you know, forever, and they've almost always lost. And some people are winners, but you know, imagine how many times they've lost to become that winner that one time.
Exactly. And so should you not have any opinion assets? Should you never have opinion assets? Are they always bad?
No, there's always, I mean, there's always some risk that you should take, but it's basic. Do you need to take risk in order to achieve your goals? Okay. So when you're young and you're putting money aside, take risks. You have plenty of time to recover. If you make a bad mistake, it's not the end of the world. You're not retiring yet. Mm-hmm. See, most of our clients are really retirees or people that are close to retirement. At that point, taking an absurd amount of risk is just absurd, right? You shouldn't take much.
But I have a diversified portfolio between stocks and bonds, mutual funds, there's fixed income. I mean, that's not very much risk, right?
But it's all opinion-based. That's the problem. When it's all based in the market, then any type of, you know, catastrophe across the world could affect all of your assets. So there is something called a volatility buffer.
Okay.
Volatility buffer is based on something that is not based on opinion, it's based on a contract. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Why would you want something that's based on a contract?
So a contract is something that you know what the value is going to be, is predetermined. Most common is a bank account, right? You have a bank account and you have $100,000 in the bank. You will also have $100,000 tomorrow and next week and the week after. It's not going to change based on what happened in the market today, right? But what you will see is when it may not be growing that much, right? So that's the downside, but at least you'll have it there. And so if the market is crashing, now you can withdraw from the bank during that time. And there are other contract-based assets. Some of them get a much better return, right? There's treasuries. If you hold the treasury to maturity, that could be a contract, but you may not be able to sell it early. So you got to be careful with that. Insurance contracts, right? There are fixed annuities that grow. And when I say fixed annuities, I don't mean a pension type. Those can be useful for certain people, but I'm talking about just something that grows. Mm-hmm. Best way to think about a fixed annuity is it's an insured investment account. So it's still an investment account, but it's insured against loss. And it may be getting a much higher interest than the bank would give you. And that's what you can draw from any of those assets when the market's down. That doesn't mean you have all of your money in contract assets, right? We talk on this program about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, you know, there was recent reports that he had hundreds of billions of dollars in cash. That was more money at the time anyway, out of the market than in the market. But that doesn't mean he had no money in the market. He had also had a couple hundred billion dollars in the market, right? So he understands that you want to have some chance of long-term huge growth, but also, you want a protection on a large portion of your money. Any money that you might need anytime soon, you want to protect it. So if you can distill that down to the average person that might be listening to this.
And just in case you're wondering, Warren Buffett doesn't have that much money under his mattress. Okay. It's not sitting in cash in his house. I mean, he did short-term loans. He does a lot of other things that use that cash. It's more contract-based, and he has access to it. And the reason he wants to have access to it is because he's expecting, not hoping, but he's expecting the market to drop by a tremendous amount. When it does, things will be on sale, and that's what he wants to buy. So when you're young, that's, you know, buying on sale is good, right? When things go down, you buy on sale. But when you're close to retirement, as most of our clients are, either close to retirement or in retirement, they don't have the luxury of recovering from a 50 or 60% drop. So that's where the volatility buffer comes in. We use insurance products mostly that insure against market loss. So then that way you're still gaining some growth, but there, you know, it allows you to take more money out. So normally, how much can somebody take out in retirement?
Well, if you Google what is a safe amount to withdraw every year in retirement, most websites are going to tell you 4%. Some of them will be more conservative. They'll say 3.5%.
And that's been like the same rule for like 40 years. Why? Because math doesn't really change, right?
In fact, we had a client that just came to us from Fisher, and Fisher told him 3.7 was a safe amount.
Yeah. So, I mean, lately, for the last 5 or 10 years, there's been banks trying to redo that study, see if there's a way to eke out more. And like you said, sometimes they come down even worse, 3.7%, 3.8, 4.1. It's always been about 4%. So is there a way to change that 4% number?
Well, the reason that you can't take out more is because of the sequence of returns. You might have a bad loss early on in retirement, and now you've taken out a lot more than 4%, even though you didn't mean to. So the way you avoid that is you don't have the loss, right? Because this is all based on having market losses. If you don't have market losses, then the 4% rule doesn't really matter. You can just take out whatever it earned in interest, right? So if all of your money was in an interest-bearing account, you could just spend the interest every year. And if it's more than 4%, great. If it's less than 4%, that's all you have. But you can also dip into principal, because the big problem with withdrawals in retirement is not dipping into principal. That's not a problem. It's dipping into principal while market is crashing, because now your principal is a lot less.
Right. So the volatility buffer strategy is kind of separating your money into two different piles. One pile is going to be guaranteed against loss. So it's going to have a fixed interest rate or a market-linked interest rate, but you can't lose money. And the other part is going to still be in the market, still have all the risks of up and down. And the idea behind the volatility buffer is that when the market's up, take money out of the market. But when the market drops, and it does about every 5 years, then you take it out of your fixed account. The other four years, you let your fixed account grow. So that's really how it works. And when you do that, instead of a 4% withdrawal rate, you have actually a 7% withdrawal rate. So imagine me coming to you and say, okay, we've worked out your income. You can either have $100,000 income or $164,000 income. Which would you prefer? Well, any sane person would say, I'd rather have $164,000, especially if the likelihood of me not running out of money is the same, right? So that's really what this volatility buffer does. But it's designed for people that are close to retirement or going into retirement or in retirement.
How close? How close do you have to be to retirement before you should pull back from?
We say the red zone is really 5 to 10 years before and after retirement. It depends on a situation, and that's where you really have to talk to a fiduciary about your specific situation. What are you trying to do? You know, who's depending on your money, your assets, your income?
Right.
All those things matter. But really, in the 5 years before and 5 years after retirement, you really can't afford to have a big loss.
And how do you talk to a fiduciary? Well, you call us. You go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And we do give fiduciary advice to our clients. We want to make sure that anything we discuss is in your best interest.
But not only do you talk to a fiduciary, you also get to talk to a tax attorney. So you have a double bang for your buck, and it's a free appointment, so there's really no cost to it. But you're actually talking to somebody that's going to help you with retirement, as well as somebody that is a tax attorney if you decide to move forward, and if we decide to take you as a client. Because, you know, we have limited space, and we do, you know, try to help everybody, but we want to make sure that we can actually make an impact in your life.
And most of our clients, when they go through this plan and they add the volatility buffer, they retire with at least 50% more income than they would have had without us. Sometimes, as you mentioned earlier, 60, 70% even, but at least 50% more income than they would have had without us. And that's a big deal. They also, most of our clients retire several years sooner than they thought was possible before working with us. And the other missing piece is taxes. They retire having saved over $1 million in taxes in most cases. That's a big deal, because that's more money in your pocket you can spend or you can leave to the kids when you pass away.
So let's give you an example. We have a little bit of time. So basically, we had this person that came to our dinner seminar about a year ago, And he was very frustrated. He and his wife had saved up $2 million and for retirement. And the problem was his advisor said, well, you can take out 4%. Well, after tax, that's only $5,600, $5,666 per month. He said, well, I need more money than that. That doesn't include his other, you know, pension or Social Security, but he wanted more out of his $2 million. And that also gave him a 93% chance of success. What that means—
well, that's pretty good, right? 93% chance?
That is pretty good until you put it in perspective. Now, imagine getting on an airplane and I'm your pilot and I say, hey, welcome to RASV Airlines and you have a— we're going to sunny Florida today and you have a 93% chance of landing. Would you stay on the plane? Now, some people would, but not everybody, right? So that's the choice. But the thing is, this is 93% chance of success, meaning that you will have at least $1 after 25 years, your life expectancy when you're in retirement.
Wait. So that means there's a good chance I'll survive that long, but there'll be nothing left for the kids.
That 93%, this 7% chance that there'll be nothing left, right?
But even in that 93, a lot of those scenarios, they've burned through most of their assets. They still have a little bit left, but most of it's gone.
And that can happen. That's why you should really have it monitored every year, maybe even several times a year. And if you have— working with us, we do, you know, have video meetings with our clients several times a year just to monitor everything, make sure we're making tweaks and changes to safeguard your money against those kind of losses. But anyways, back to this gentleman. So he had— it was sold 4%. He had the same advisor, and he said, well, I don't like these numbers. So he went to actually 7 other advisors, and they all said the same thing. Why? Because of math. It doesn't change. It's the same no matter who you ask. So he just came to our seminar, because again, our dinner seminar was free, and he came just to see. And we showed him some things that he decided, okay, I want to talk to you guys. When we talked to him, we were able to show him that he could save over $1 million in taxes, but nobody even talked about it. They're only talking about income, which would be taxable his entire life. Right. Save over $1 million in taxes. And if we put the volatility buffer in place, what would happen?
If you put the volatility buffer in place, that means half of his money went into a contract-based asset. So in his case, he was still keeping $1 million in the market. Now, some people want to have more protection than that, but that's what the minimum he needed for the volatility buffer, is to have at least half protected. So he did that. So that means $1 million was out of the market, and when he was drawing from that when the market crashed, and he draws from the market when it's doing well, and now his safe withdrawal rate is closer to 7%.
With the same 92% chance of success.
And so instead of after taxes having $5,600 a month, he's got $9,300 a month after taxes. Even though the taxes are higher on that much higher income, he still gets $9,300 a month. That is 64% more income after taxes in retirement now compared to what his other advisor had told him. And
there's only one option. So we actually gave him another option, and they went between the two. So there was the husband and wife looked at it and said, okay, we want something in between. So there's lots of different options. So what we're getting at is, don't just make a decision based on limited information. Talk to us and our tax attorneys and really see how we can save you on not only on taxes, but on income, give you more income, and let you enjoy your money better.
If you have a couple $1 million saved and you want to know how you can retire earlier and with a lot more money, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.